Good Monday, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome back to Lesson 8 of our eCourse, An Organic Approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. This week we're going to be talking about selfishness. So here's our quote, and this is from Abraham Hicks. People keep telling you it is not good to be selfish. And those people who are telling you it is not good to be selfish are those people that want you not to satisfy your selfish desires, but instead to answer their selfish desires. They say, don't be selfish and do what you want. Be unselfish and do what I want. Okay, I almost always get into trouble when I talk about this. When I ask women to place themselves at the top of their priority list, all hell breaks loose. I can't do that. That's selfish. It's selfish for me to take time to exercise or to have time alone or read or take a shower or put my makeup on or do my hair or do what I want for a change. What do you mean say no to being the room mother? Say no to my boss that I can't work this weekend, I already have family plans? Say no to my mother who insists that I accompany her to every appointment she makes? Are you kidding? I can't say no. My family, my workplace, the school, the church, my friends, they'll all fall apart if I'm not there, and they'll be mad at me. They need me to do these things. Hey, what would happen if you weren't there? How did your husband manage to prepare his lunch for work before you got married? Have you ever noticed that those who volunteer at school and at church are the ones who always get asked? There are others who can volunteer and will. Discern what responsibilities are really yours and which ones can be handled by others. I'm not suggesting that you abandon your responsibilities. I'm actually kind of asking that you take on more responsibility for yourself. This may be a cliche example, but remember how you're instructed on an airplane about the oxygen masks? If they come down, put yours on first before helping others. Is your husband selfish for playing his weekly basketball game or poker game with the guys? Is your minister selfish for spending several hours alone in prayer and meditation while preparing her sermon? Is your child selfish because she needs that afternoon nap or downtime with a favorite stuffed animal? No, they're just doing what feeds them on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. They set boundaries around the things that are essential to them. You can too. When you become true to your authentic self and respond to your needs and wants, you will be even more able to give to others from a place of your values and priorities. Now, you may want to run back through and re-listen or reread the lesson to be sure you didn't miss anything. Now, our questions this week for pondering or journaling are, 1, what has been your definition of selfishness? And 2, how has your perspective changed? How can selfishness be a good thing? And that concludes our lesson for this week. And I hope you have a great week and see you back next week for Lesson 9. Bye-bye. This is Lisa.